Every California schoolchild knows the name of Father Junipero Serra, the Franciscan priest who founded many of the oldest Spanish missions in California. But often, that's about all they know.
He's known in California, but for the most part, he's known in only a sketchy way or maybe even mythological, certainly not in a realistic way. And then the other problem is the rest of the country. The East does not know Serra at all.
Gregory Orfila, a longtime faculty member at Westmont College in Santa Barbara, has published a new biography of Serra, titled Journey to the Sun, Junipero Serra's Dream and the Founding of California. Unlike earlier accounts of Serra's life, the most recent published over 50 years ago, Orfila says he took pains to include a detailed portrait of the indigenous cultures the priest found here.
I wanted to make sure that I devoted a lot of time in this story to the Indians, as well as Father Serra.
Serra grew up on the Spanish island of Mallorca, aspiring to the priesthood, and was just 17 when he took his vows. But nearly half of his 71 years had passed before he set foot in the New World. And even then, says Orfila, Serra spent more years in Mexico than he did, later, in California.
He walked from Veracruz to Mexico City, got a terrible spider bite that made his foot and leg pain for the rest of his life. He went into the Sierra Gorda Mountains, ministering to the Pames Indians there. He went into southern Mexico, almost all the way to Yucatan in the 1760s. You cannot really know Serra until you go into Mexico.
As he taught Catholic doctrine to the native people there, Orfila says, Father Serra also developed a respect and appreciation for their beliefs, including their popular sun goddess.
When some of the soldiers in the Sierra Gorda wanted to obliterate this statue to Cachem, a bust of a woman's head, Serra said, no, do not do it, save it. And that particular statue was saved. In fact, he put it in his pocket and took it to the Franciscan Father House in Mexico City.
That intervention presaged an even more dramatic incident several years later in San Diego, when the priest demanded clemency for warriors who had attacked the mission.
Perhaps the pivotal moment in his life occurs after the Indians burned the mission down. Several people were killed. But instead of the rebels being executed, which the Spanish comandante wanted, Serra insisted that they be released because he said, you know, in his own words, to prevent the Indians from killing others, let the soldiers protect us in better fashion than they did the now deceased padre. And as to the killer, let him live so that he can be saved, for that is the purpose of our coming here and its sole justification.
Acts such as that have fueled calls for the canonization of Father Serra, though Orfila admits this bid for sainthood is perhaps unlikely to succeed.
A necessary qualification for sainthood, you have to have two miracles done in your name. One has been done. The church is being very tough on a second. I don't know. It's a controversial choice.
But historically, he contends, there can be little dispute over the significance of Serra's role in introducing a new culture to Alta California. That, Orfila believes, is a vital part of America's founding story that can and should rival those of Jamestown and the Mayflower.
Serra's story presented an opportunity to write about a different foundation story for the United States that's Hispanic.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.